Halloween Party by Lillian Ross. A letter has arrived from a woman we know. My 13-year-old son gave a Halloween costume party for a bunch of boys and girls. I became his financier as he talked endlessly about his Count Dracula costume. Count Dracula seems to have been the most popular Halloween costume for the past 10 years. A black satin Count Dracula cape, $18.95. Count Dracula fangs, $1.25. Clown white face makeup, $2. And Zotter stage blood, $2. The menu for the party included fried chicken, spaghetti, cokes, salad, and cupcakes with orange or chocolate icing. Cost per guest, $7. The candy for visiting trick-or-treaters as well as for the guests was orange and black jelly beans, sugar pumpkins, candy corn, Tootsie Rolls, Raisinettes, Almond Joys, Nestle Crunch, Baby Ruths, Milky Ways, High Juicy Fruits, Peanut Chews, and Cracker Jacks. Total, $38.65. My son also had 8 cookies, 6 inches in diameter and decorated with black cats, $1.25 each. 8 little plastic pumpkins full of hard candies, each with a trembly plastic spider on top, $2.50 each. 8 orange-colored balloons that blew up to resemble cats, $0.85 each. 8 orange-colored lollipops with jack-o'-lantern faces, $0.70 each. A large paper tablecloth showing a black witch standing over a black cauldron with spiders popping out of the cauldron, $2.25. Matching napkins, $1.10. Matching paper cups, $2. Matching paper plates, $1.75. A Happy Halloween sign, $1.25. A dancing skeleton, $3.99. Something called a happy spider, $4. A classic jack-o'-lantern made of real pumpkin, $4 plus labor. Total investment in props, $181.59. Total investment of labor in jack-o'-lantern, kitchen cleanup, and laundry, $35. Total investment in emotion and puzzlement, indeterminable. I watched the guests arrive. The first one, A, comes as Darth Vader of Star Wars. B comes as Luke Skywalker of Star Wars. C comes as the Incredible Hulk. D comes as a tramp. E comes as a ghost. F comes as a ballerina. G comes, in one of her mother's old evening gowns, as Bette Midler. All are in an advanced stage of hysteria. A pulls at C's costume. G immediately starts throwing sugar pumpkins at E. They've given themselves an hour before they move the party out to ring doorbells and see what they get. They tear into the fried chicken, most of them eating 3 bites and wasting the rest. They sprinkle jelly beans on the chicken and on the spaghetti. They pick at the spaghetti, which is on the menu because my son said everybody likes spaghetti. They eat it one strand at a time, dropping a strand on the floor for each strand they consume. They gulp down the cokes, another must. Their appetite for the caffeine insatiable. And what are they talking about? These 8th graders who are eyeing each other fishily? They are talking about their careers. They're talking about getting into Exeter. They're talking about Yale and Yale Law School. They're talking about how to get in here and how to get in there. They are talking about who makes more money, the president of Chase Manhattan or the president of General Motors. Nobody is talking kid talk. Nobody is talking about the present time and what to do with it. Nobody is talking about learning. Nobody sounds young. A pudgy boy who tries to find out the marks of every other child in his class, wants to be a successful corporation lawyer. He doesn't just say corporation lawyer. It's success that he's bent on. He informs my son that he intends to have more money than his uncle, who is a corporation lawyer in Philadelphia. Next, A tells my son that he wants to go to Exeter. Why? Because Exeter is a stepping stone to Harvard, he says. Not Exeter for the wonders of Exeter, but Exeter because it will be useful after he leaves it. B, with his mouth full of almond joy, is asking the others a question. Do you want to be a little fish in a big pond or a big fish in a little pond? What has that got to do with getting an education? What about the excitement of learning algebra? What about the wonderful grammar teacher who showed you how to recognize the participle absolute? Why aren't you talking about your French teachers getting you to speak French with an accent that would wow them in Paris? I want to butt in with my questions, but I keep my mouth shut. Now A is talking. His mother, he is saying, has taken him rock climbing because rock climbing is an impressive activity to put down as his interest on the application to Exeter. But you hate rock climbing, says D, who is a mischief maker with the face of an angel under his tramp makeup. You hate to move your ass, D adds. All right, who else is here? C, who is wearing a mask of the Incredible Hulk. C is the jock of the group. He has been in training since the age of 2 in the craft of giving nothing away. He's wary and tight and already immunized to the teeth against charity for its own sake. He, too, wants to be a corporation lawyer. So do B and D. The girls, though, the ballerina and Bette Midler, both want to be big corporation presidents. They are both relaxed, being well aware of what women's lib had done for them. E, the ghost, is the only one with a simple costume made of a sheet. A, talking to B, points out that E doesn't have to bother about a costume because he's rich, very rich. His grandfather lives in Texas and owns real oil wells. Not new ones, but very old and very productive oil wells. E wants to be a movie director and has promised to give my son, who at the moment wants to be an actor, a starring part in his first movie. They are pals. Both of them are regarded with suspicion by the ones who want to be corporation lawyers. What else are they saying? They're still talking about Exeter. Apparently, A is obsessed with Exeter. It is he who keeps bringing the conversation back to it. They ask you to write a personal letter to them, this little busybody says. They say, this letter should represent you as accurately as possible. But then they tell you in the catalog what they want, so all you have to do is tell it back to them. C finally talks. The way you always figure out what the teacher wants and give it right back to him, he says. D squirts a little Coke at A, and the future lawyers get up and make for the door. They cram their loot bags with the orange and black jelly beans, the candy corn, the cookies, the trembly spiders, the balloons, the jack-o'-lantern lollipops, and the rest. They make a point of thanking me loudly. The girls amble out, smiling knowledgeably at each other. E and my son run to catch up to them. They, too, thank me extravagantly. And they all go off, in their disguises, to do their tricks and get their treats. I am left wondering what it's all about.